I want to take you back in time. We're going to go back 50 years to the year 1967. And the 25th of May, 1967. Can you remember what you were doing on that day? I can't remember what I was doing on that day. Well, I would have been preparing for my third birthday, which was coming up the following week, but I wasn't necessarily paying too much attention to what was happening on the TV. Couldn't claim I had any huge interest in sport. And therefore, the fact that that was the night on which Celtic won the European Cup would have been something that somewhat passed me by in 1967. Obviously, since then, I've become aware that it is a very big deal, and in particular a very big deal to many, many people in Donegal, given the links between Donegal and Glasgow, the links between Donegal and Celtic Football Club, and the love there is for Celtic Football Club with many people here in Donegal. And I know there is a show, The Road to Lisbon, coming up in Ungreland Theatre. There's a number of events taking place in the coming weeks to mark that 50th anniversary of Celtic's European Cup victory in May 67. One of them is taking place in Chock Jack, where the entire 1967 game is taking place, and it's being hosted by the group Huddle Up Errigal, who have been doing some phenomenal work for charity in recent times. And we're joined on the line from Huddle Up Errigal by Jonjo McGinley. Jonjo, good morning.
Good morning, Donovan. Thank you very much for having me on.
Jonjo, Huddle Up Errigal raised over €8,000 last year for three charities, the Bunbeg Autism Unit, the Donegal Hospice, and the Celtic Foundation. This year, you're focusing on the Donegal Cancer Flight, Donegal Down Syndrome, and again, the Celtic Foundation. The main event taking place in September, but you've decided you couldn't let next Thursday go by without doing something special.
No, we couldn't. You know, it's 50 years after Celtic winning the European Cup. It was essential that we commemorated that. And also, it's a great chance to raise more money for charity whilst enjoying the what was a fantastic game when Celtic took down the great favourites of Inter Milan. Nobody expected Celtic to win that game. They were managed by the Mourinho of their time. And those 11 guys from Glasgow certainly showed the world that Celtic were a fantastic team.
It took place in Lisbon, and I strongly suspect the number of stories going around from people claiming they were there at this stage, had everyone that claimed they were there actually been there, the stadium in Lisbon would have had a capacity of somewhere around about 250,000.
Well, it would have, but only 45,000 were actually at the game. But it's like anything, you know, so many people were in Seville when Celtic were the last in a European final, and I'm supposed to... Many people have fantastic stories of that night in Lisbon. And in fact, there's a lot of Celtic supporters, some from Donegal, who are actually going out to Lisbon. And some of our guys from Huddle Up Errigal are actually bringing some posters and leaflets. So the message for the Huddle in September will be heralded in Lisbon as they celebrate the anniversary.
Will there be anybody at the showing on Thursday night that was there?
We're not aware of that, but if somebody is, it'd be fantastic, and they'd put their hand up and we'll give them a big clap. The key thing for the show on Thursday, which is starting at 8 o'clock, is very much for the three charities that we've got. And we've also got a replica of the European Cup that we're going to raffle off. That's part of the entry fee, which is €10 on the door.
One would presume that Celtic fans would have watched this match before. Obviously, they know what the outcome is going to be. There'd be very few people there, one suspects, who isn't aware of what's happening. To watch an entire game, knowing what the result's going to be, knowing how it's going to pan out, and I suspect many obsessive people there will know what's going to happen minute by minute. It's still something, though, that people want to watch, still something people want to throw themselves into, and still something people will enjoy.
They certainly will enjoy. You know, when Jock Steen was asked about what he's going to do in Lisbon, he said, attack, attack, attack. And usually when you see footage of the Celtic winning the European Cup, it's usually the goals from Gemmell and Chalmers. People forget of the fantastic display on the night. And it's also great just to remember such fantastic football players that made Celtic a legend and embedded the love of Celtic in so many from 1967 onwards.
Looking at Celtic's performance at the moment, the return of Rangers to the Scottish Premiership hasn't yet brought back the true old firm classics we would have seen in the past. It just seems Celtic is winning all ahead of it. Brendan Rodgers in his first year of management setting new records there at the moment. Onwards and upwards as far as the club and Donegal's love for the club is concerned.
Definitely, and we hope to embed that and also to give people a chance to show their love for the club over the weekend that we have on the 1st, 2nd and 3rd of September, especially on the 2nd of September when we hope to get as many as 300 people climbing up Errigal and doing the huddle in the car park and enjoying all the festivities of the day.
Tonjo, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thanks for speaking to us. That's taking place in Chuckjack on Thursday next, the 25th of May, the actual 25th anniversary of that that Celtic victory over AC Milan in the stadium there in Lisbon. And just before you go, as we say, September, really the focus of the fundraising by the group. What can we expect to happen then?
Well, what we've got is we've got 3 days activity. On the 1st of September, we're having a charity football match with four local teams, and then our welcome light in Tajac. And then on the 2nd of September, we've actually already got people that have bought tickets from as far apart as America and New York. So from 2 o'clock onwards, we'll be celebrating in Gador once we've climbed Errigal. And then we've got a fantastic night with a raffle of signed Celtic jerseys, Celtic memorabilia, and a great band, Dajac, from 9 o'clock onwards. And then to widen the appeal of the Hurdle Up Errigal, to involve not only the bars and the people of Gador, we've got the bars, people of Falkara involved, the Gador Bar, the Shamrock, the Loft. We're having an actual Celtic festival on Sunday the 3rd of September, with a whole range of Celtic bands, so people who've experienced not only the beauty and hospitality of Gador can see another part of Donegal over in Clonmany. So we're widening the appeal and raising as much as we can for charity.
John Joe, thank you indeed for speaking to us this morning. That's John Joe McGinley from Huddle Up Errigal. And as we said, that special showing of the 1967 European Cup final taking place in Chuckjack on Thursday night. And here's the spoiler. Celtic wins. John Joe, thanks very much indeed.